Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Good afternoon, young lady. May I help you?
Yes. We were in here last week and we ordered an anniversary gift for our parents. A silver platter?
Silver platter. Oh, yes, the Brady children.
And I came in the next day and ordered the engraving.
Oh, of course. You're Jan Brady.
Right. Is it ready?
It just came in this morning. I'll get it for you. I'm sure you'll find it exactly the way you ordered it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Mom and Dad, happy anniversary. All our love. Greg, Marcia, Peter, Jan, Bobby, and Cindy. I'm glad you were able to get all our names on it.
It wasn't easy. One more brother or sister and we'd have had to continue on the back.
I'll get your bill.
Oh, but we've already paid for the platter. I've got the receipt right here.
This bill is for the engraving. Remember, I told you there'd be an extra charge.
Oh, yes, you did. Here's some money. Okay, here's 50, 60, 70, 85 cents.
This bill is for $56.23.
Well, you said the engraving was only going to be 85 cents.
85 cents a letter. Don't you remember?
I guess I wasn't listening very well. What am I going to do? I don't have the money, and my parents' anniversary is next Saturday.
Well, that's still a week away. Perhaps you can raise the money by then.
It took us 6 months to save up for the platter.
Well, I really don't know what to do about this.
I don't either. But until then, can you hold on to the platter for me?
What else can I do? Unless I find another couple who has an anniversary and six kids named Greg, Marcia, Peter, Jan, Bobby, and Cindy. I'm really very sorry.
Not half as sorry as I am. This whole thing is my fault. Jan, how could you be so stupid? Don't you know the difference between 85 cents a letter and 85 cents for the whole inscription?
Yeah, $56.23.
Nobody told you to order the engraving in the first place.
I know. I thought it would look nicer that way. I wanted to surprise everybody.
Well, you sure did. Now we won't have a gift for Saturday for Mom and Dad's anniversary.
Yeah, but we still have a week to raise the money.
How? We can't ask Mom and Dad for a loan. Who else around here has money? Except maybe Alice?
Sure, Alice. She's always talking about saving up for a rainy day.
And we're right in the middle of the hurricane season. Come on.
What a time for your picture tube to blow. Now, what she doesn't know is that Albert is falling in love with this woman doctor who has to support an invalid mother who just got evicted from her apartment. And poor Tommy. He's got to have his tonsils out. And Simon, that's Tommy's mother's brother-in-law, won't lend him the money for the operation. That cheapskate. What's a measly $100? Okay, that reminds me. I had to buy an anniversary present for the Bradys, and my insurance premium came due. Yeah, well, payday isn't for 2 weeks. I was wondering, could you lend me a few dollars to lend?
Shoot, we need to raise money, but I guess we can forget about Alice. Yeah. Let's get out of here before she asks us for a loan.
Couldn't that wait till next week? I see. No, if it has to be that way, I understand. Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Phillips. Bye-bye. Honey, about that honeymoon cottage. You remember the leaky roof and the lumpy mattress and the mosquitoes yelling bonsai all night long?
We can't leave on Thursday.
That's right. I have to appear before the planning commission on that design for the courthouse.
Honey, I've got a great idea.
What?
For the first time in our marriage, why don't we have an anniversary dinner in town like we always do?
Okay. Listen, I'm hungry.
Yeah, come on. Dinner's just about ready.
Dad? Can I talk to you about something real important?
Why, sure. Step into my office here. Hope you don't mind if my secretary stays around. She's very reliable.
It's okay. She can listen.
Thank you.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, what do you do when a person needs an awful lot of money real fast?
Well, that depends what you mean by a lot. $1 million, $1,000, 25 cents.
Kind of in between.
Well, we could give you an advance on your allowance.
No. We didn't say it was for us. I mean, we know these people who need an awful lot of money fast.
Well, people who need money usually make a loan from the bank.
Just like that, you get a loan?
Well, sure, that's why they have loan departments.
Of course, when you borrow money, you have to pay it back, you know. In fact, you have to pay back more than you borrowed because the bank adds on interest.
Can't you borrow extra so you can pay the interest?
I'm with her.
Thanks, Dad. You've been a lot of help.
Yeah. Oh, well, anytime.
I wonder what they're up to.
Well, the anniversary's coming up. Maybe they're thinking of a gift.
Yeah, but such high finance, borrowing money from a bank?
Maybe they're planning on paying off the mortgage.
Yes, and thank you for calling us in particular, Mr. Whitfield. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've checked everything. Yes, your credit, assets, collateral. And regarding your application, we can loan you $100,000 at 8%.
Did you hear that? $100,000. This must be a rich bank. And friendly, too.
Goodbye now. Hi, Mr. Goodbody, children. What can I do for you?
We want to borrow some money from your rich, friendly bank.
Oh?
Just until Saturday.
And then you pay it back?
No. First, we have to pay the man at the department store. You see, Cindy and I and all her brothers and sisters bought a silver platter for our mom and dad. And on account of Jan being stupid, we owe the department store $56.23, including tax.
I see.
That's why we want to borrow some money.
Well, when you take out a loan at a bank, somebody has to sign for it.
You do it, Cindy. She got an A in penmanship.
Oh, she did. Then we also have what we call a co-signer. That's another person who'll be responsible for the loan in case the signer can't repay it.
That's okay. I'll be the co-signer. He's very responsible.
Oh, I'm sure. And then we'll need some collateral.
What's that?
Well, that's something of real value, you know, like jewelry, real estate, stocks, and bonds.
If we had all that stuff, we wouldn't need the loan.
Yes. Well, I'd certainly like to help you children, but I'm sure that a loan isn't possible for you because of your age. However, you're two very charming young people, and you deserve something for coming down here. Here. Now, if you put all your coins in here, I'm sure that you'll save enough of them so that you won't need a loan. And I'm going to start you out with a dime each.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Mr. Goodbody?
Hmm?
Instead of $56.23, do you think you could get us a smaller loan?
A smaller loan?
Yeah, like $56.03. Greg, did you find any of the guys who owe you money?
Yeah, Harvey. He's the one who owes me $5.
Well, did he pay you? Oh, great. Marcia, how did you do with the watch?
No sale.
What happened? I thought you said that Penny was crazy about the watch.
She was, until I told her it was $10. Then she said I was crazy.
Jan, what have you been doing? I went down to TV station KBEX and signed us up for the amateur contest.
Amateur contest?
Every Saturday morning. The first prize is $100.
$100?
But before we can get on the show, we have to audition our act.
What act?
Well, we can sing a little and we can dance a little. And Bobby and Cindy can be cute and charming.
I don't want to be cute. I don't want to be charming.
Not even to get that platter for Mom and Dad?
Okay, I'll be cute.
cute. Don't be charming.
Jen, you ding-a-ling. We got about as much chance of getting on that show and winning first prize and getting the money as we do of robbing a bank.
Hey!
Forget it.
Hello?
Yes, this is me. Yes, Mr. Stern. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
We did it. We got an audition for the amateur.
Okay, that's not bad, kids.
Thanks.
Now, what'd you say your names were again?
I'm Greg, and this is Marcia, Jan, Peter, Bobby, and Cindy.
Well, don't you have a name for the group?
Yeah, sure. Just call us the Silver Platters.
Silver Platters, okay. Rehearsal's at 10 tomorrow morning, the show's at 11.
You mean we're on the show?
You're on.
Oh,
hold it, just a minute. What about costumes?
Costumes? Well, we haven't had time to get any. Or any money.
Well, I'll tell you what. We have a wardrobe department here at the studio. Why don't you show up an hour earlier tomorrow morning and we'll fix you up with something.
Okay. Mr. Stern?
Yeah?
Do you think we have any chance of winning the $100 prize?
Well, sure. Why not?
Oh, hey, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, it's a mosaic stitch. It's really very easy.
Show me how.
Okay.
Hey, what a charming domestic scene. A family that knits together, fits together.
Oh, that's pretty good. Except this isn't knitting.
Well, I couldn't think of a rhyme for needlepoint. Hello.
Hello. I'd like to speak to Miss Jan Brady, please.
Just a moment, please. Jan, a gentleman wishes to converse with you.
A gentleman?
I think it's one of your boyfriends whose voice is changing.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Brady. This is Alfred Bailey at the department store. The silver salesman.
Oh, hi, Alfie.
Miss Brady, you were supposed to bring in the $56.23 today for the engraving on your platter. Have you forgotten?
How could I forget you, Alfie?
Miss Brady, you promised to make that payment today.
I'm sorry, Alfie, but I just can't make it today. I promise I'll be there tomorrow.
With the payment?
Yes.
We accept cash, you know.
Groovy. It's a date. Bye.
Who's Alfie? A new boyfriend?
No, I'd say he was more of an acquaintance.
Nothing special, huh?
No. After tomorrow, I'll probably never see him again.
You know that in advance?
I guess I'm fickle.
So early on a Saturday morning.
I can't tell you. We're going to a football game.
Yeah.
I'm playing. They're going to watch.
Yeah, that's right.
Football? At this hour?
We want to get good seats?
Yeah.
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 Fine.
Yeah.
Now, why don't I believe them?
Well, remember when Horace broke up with Bianca to marry Evelyn? Only she didn't want to leave Albert while he was still in the hospital. Well, Horace just had a gallbladder attack. They had to take him to the hospital, and they're putting him in the same room with Albert. Now, wait a minute, I just remembered something. Horace had his gallbladder out episodes ago. Oh, I've had it with this show. I'll call you back, Kay. Bye. Maybe I can find a rerun of a rerun I haven't seen.
How about that, folks? Patty's Prancing Poodles. And they really registered on the old applause meter, too. Now then, for our final act this morning, we have six kids, three boys and three girls. A match set, you might say. They call themselves the Silver Platters, and here they are.
Mrs. Brady! Mrs. Brady! Come quick, the kids are on television!
What kids?
Yours! His! Ours! Come on, quick!
But you said they went to a football game.
That's what I said. They said.
Flying down the highway in a makeshift Model T. Yeah. Ooh. It's a beautiful morning and it's gonna be a beautiful day.
About this.
Where do they get those costumes?
Thank you.
Bones the silver platters. Terrific, kids.
Thank you.
In the event you win first prize, how are you going to divide the $100?
Well, the first $56 goes to the man at the department store.
Well, that's a pretty big cut for a guy who didn't even sing.
Well, you see, we bought a silver platter for our mom and dad's anniversary, and she thought it was 85 cents for the whole engraving, but actually it was 85 cents for each letter.
And we can't get the platter, because they're broke.
Oh, well, good luck, kids. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
The silver platters, folks. Now then, let's see how they did on the old applause meter. Just a moment here while I check the figures.
Oh, they've just got to win. It'd be a shame if they can't give you your gift.
Alice, we just got our gift.
We sure did, honey.
Well, starting with third prize, this beautiful plaque goes to the Silver Platters.
Third prize? What a gift! It's the last time I ever watched that crooked channel.
Well, there you are, kids.
Thank you.
As you can see, there's plenty of room on there. We'll have all your names engraved on it.
Engraved? How much do you charge a letter?
let's give them another big hand, shall we, folks?
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
We did you the best we could do. Mom, hi, Dad.
Well, hi, kids.
Hi there.
Hey, wait a minute. How was the football game? Did you win?
Came in third.
Third? It must have been some football game.
We might as well tell them. We weren't at a football game. You see, we wanted to get you a present for your anniversary. Something really special, but I goofed.
Something special, eh? You mean something like this?
Well, your friend Alfie called today about you breaking your date with him, so we kept it for you.
You paid
me? That's great. Oh.
Well, we thought it was the least we could do after that fine performance you gave, huh?
You saw the show? I didn't find out about it.
You were all just terrific.
But we didn't win the $100. Patty's prancing poodles won.
We lost to a dog act.
I bet we could have won if we did like they did.
Yeah, what's that?
Set up and begged at the audience for applause.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
We just wanted to thank you for paying for our present to you and Mom.
Yeah, well, I didn't. You guys paid for the bladder.
Yeah, but you paid for the engraving. And we're going to pay you back.
Well, we'll talk about it another time, okay?
Really, Dad, we are.
Yeah, maybe this afternoon.
How are you going to raise $56 by this afternoon?
We got a plan.
Mm-hmm. You see, remember when you told us about banks and getting loans?
Yeah.
Well, we went to the bank and tried it.
You tried to get a loan?
Yeah, but we couldn't because we didn't have any collateral. But we do now.
What's the collateral?
The silver platter we gave you and Mom.